Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Shandy Anst reaches second base with a double. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kindle. Shandy Anst scores. Torre moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Neiman for a passed ball. Torre moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre scores. Aaron moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Aaron scores. Covington moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. Hazel moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Bob Anderson now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazel scores. Mantilla scores. It's 6-0, Braves. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shandy Anst hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Braves. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. Mathews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak, who is chasing the ball. Mathews reaches third base with a triple. Torre goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mathews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Braves. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Touré is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Touré is hit by the pitch. Shane D'Anst moves to second. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Shane D'Anst moves to third. Touré moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane D'Anst scores. Touré scores. Mathews moves to second. It's 10-3, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Covington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-3, Braves. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Adams moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Speak moves to second. It's 13-4, Braves. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speak scores. Morin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Braves. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Banks moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, Braves. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Neiman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-7, Braves. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shane Dienst takes first base on ball 4. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Dienst moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Dienst scores. Torre scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 15-7, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Covington hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 15, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a line drive into right field. Hazel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hazel. Speak moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 15, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hazel for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner who is chasing the ball. Mantilla reaches third base with a triple. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The slide. Niemann applies the tag. Mantilla is out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 15, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Deans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 15-8, Braves. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 15, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Shane Deanst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Deanst is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Shane Deanst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Morin chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kindle. Kindle fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kindle. Torre scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. Aaron moves to third. It's 17-8, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 18-8, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hazel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 18, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Speak is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Lown moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 18, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mantilla moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. It's 19-8, Braves. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Shandianst hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 19, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 19, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got six RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Aaron moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got six RBIs. Covington strikes out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Aaron scores. That run is unearned. It's 20-8, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazel scores. That run is unearned. It's 21-8, Braves. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Mel Roach pinch hits for Red Shandy Anst. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 21, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Roach now playing second base. Bob Will pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Adams reaches second base with a double. Will goes all the way around to score. It's 21-9 Braves. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 21-10, Braves. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Braves 21, and the Cubs 10. The Braves will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin who is chasing the ball. Torre reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 6 RBIs. Covington strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hazel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 23, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 23, and Chicago Cubs, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.